I wish I had a son to kick me in the nuts.
Be careful what you wish for.
Now kick up your leg, Bobby. Arch your back. Whip your forearm and snap your wrist.
Hey, man.
You better let me throw that last one. This man here is trying to run a business.
Bill, toss me a beer. I have to take my anticoagulant.
I live in constant fear the day Joseph finally can take down his old man. If I were him, I'd do it while I was sleeping. Best chance he's got. Although I've recently learned how to sleep with my eyes open. God, am I tired.
Well, then take a boxing course at the YMCA. You can learn anything at the Y. That's where I learned how to fight. You know, that's also where I learned to swim.
Well, I'm sorry, boxing is full. There is one other class, but it wouldn't be right for you.
There's nothing about the YMCA that's right for me. But until I'm famous enough to afford my own bodyguard, I am going to have to learn how to defend myself. Now do your job, sir!
Every one of you in this class is heavily armed right now. That's right. Your keychain, your fists, that huge engagement ring. Are you sure you're in the right class? This is women's self-defense.
Please, miss, all the other courses are full.
I'm sorry. It's for women only. We're trying to maintain a certain comfort level here.
But I hate men as much as you.
I don't hate men. I just hate being a victim.
I hate being a victim, too. Look, I was at a girl's slumber party last night when three men pushed me to the ground and made me eat dirt.
Okay, you can stay. Now grab a whistle and prepare to be empowered. Most women who are attacked are subdued by verbal threats. Today we're going to get used to hearing these threats, keeping our cool, and practicing some responses of our own to the most vulnerable areas of a man's anatomy.
Shut up and give me your purse.
I don't know you. That's my purse. Okay. I want everybody to try it. You first. See, I don't hate men.
Give me your purse. Now.
That's my purse.
Don't be afraid to shout it. That's my purse. Try it again.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
And now, friends, I'm sad to say that I've decided to retire from Arlen First Methodist.
What? Retire? The man works half a day a week.
I'll be hosting a potluck dinner on Saturday to welcome your new minister.
The new guy better like sports.
Reverend Karen Stroop.
A woman?
So, it's up and running. The secret lab in the basement of the Harvard Divinity School where they ordain women surgically.
The Pebble Beach Celebrity Golf Pro-Am is this Sunday. If this gal's sermon runs late...